Morning, Booker Tov. Today's Amud in our race is Pesachim Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis. Pesachim Chof Aleph Amud Beis. We left off towards the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Aleph by the two das. We left off at the bottom just to give a scheduling note. Again, tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, Thursday, we will learn a full blot. We'll try to learn the whole Chof Beis, if not the whole, most of it. And then we won't have a shiur the next day. And then we'll pick it up Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. I will be neder be only on Zoom. And not in person on Zoom, and then hopefully from next Thursday back to regular schedule, no more or limited travel in Mitzvah Shem. Okay, so now we had said in the Mishnah that the chametz kolz man that's mutter to eat it, you can feed your animals, and then we pointed out that not you can feed animals, you can also sell it to a guy. It's mutter bana. So the Mishnah said you can sell it to a guy. Merchel and achri. So we pointed out yesterday, we're going to get into a small conversation. It's not the whole base of the conversation, but we're going to just point it out over here already, this idea of selling the chametz to a guy. So first of all, again, in the Mishnah's context, just to make sure we're very clear, we're talking about selling it to a guy for good, not what we do, which is selling it to a guy with the intention of buying it back. The Mishnah's talking about selling it to a guy for good, and of course that's permissible. The chiddush is, as long as you can't find nah, you can sell it to a guy. And ask, why would I think not? We're going to discuss what the chiddush is in a moment, but the point is, that's talking about the chiddush of the Mishnah just is that I'm allowed to sell it to a guy, and there's no isser of me benefiting from the chametz that I'm getting rid of as I get rid of it. But we're talking about selling it for good. We know, of course, we have this concept that we sell it to a guy in order to essentially buy it back. How does that work? What's the mechanic? So, again, it's a discussion, not necessarily the home base is no beer, but the reason we bring up a beer is not just because the words fit, because the Sefer Bechor Shar brings a discussion on our Mishnah, because the Shas is follows. We discussed in the Mishnah also, you got to feed the animals, you got to feed the chametz to a guy at that point of time, because it's still b'hana. So the Shaila, the Bechor Shar raises, what about selling one's animal to a guy, not selling his chametz, selling his animal to a guy, in order that the animal should be able to eat chametz throughout Pesach? Right, we're saying I can still feed my animal chametz now because at this time because we're not on the sixth hour yet, and chametz still mutabana, so I can feed my animal chametz. Once we get to the sixth hour, chametz is no longer mutabana, and therefore I can't feed my animal. We'll have later in the daf today. I can't make kaddish with chametz at that point. Great. What if I sell my animal, just like I could feed the animal chametz before Pesach, right before Pesach, because it's mutabana. If I sell my animal to a guy, it's not my animal. And then the guy wants to feed the animal chametz, maybe even chametz I sold to the guy as well, but the guy's going to feed him chametz, is that permissible? Do we say the sale of the animal works or not? Says Bechor Shar, Bechidish. Hey Bechor Shar, what's Pshat Mechiris chametz works? This whole business Mechiris chametz work. The whole thing's harama. It's the whole thing's a trick. You're selling it to the guy, you're going to buy it back. It's not a biblical sale. Bechidish, it's not a biblical sale. You know why it works? We rely on Bittul. Everyone is Mevato, all of his chametz. Midrabanan is this din that even though you've got the chametz, you have to get rid of it, you have to destroy it. So for the drabanan, selling it's enough. Even then, you still have to corner it off, you still put it in the closet, you still put it behind, curtain, whatever it is. But for the really the ikur din is you're relying on the bitl daraisa. And for the drabanan purposes, for that we say the sale works. Usually from the b'chashar. And therefore, selling the animal, to feed this animal chametz is a derech stick of din. You're feeding your animal chametz on Pesach. If the sale is a valid sale, gevaldik, it would work. But if you hold the sale is only really harama, it's not really a sale on derech level, then your animal is being fed chametz on Pesach. You can't do that. And therefore, it wouldn't work. That's the Bechor Shar on our sikh. Unbelievable. Comes on all the Rav HaDachorim and say Chas V'Shalom. Rav HaDachorim, calm down, let's wait till we finish the comments and then you'll see if this will bother you. Rav HaDachorim, Shechon HaRav, the Nishmas Adam, they say, Avada, they argue Chas V'Shalom, Avada, the sale is 100% a sale. It's a real sale on a deraisa level. The Shemur brings the Maisa, so we brought Shechon HaRav in Simen Tav Memches. The minig is to be makel, and we sell not just mishmur is being makel, not just on selling chametz to a guy. That we know that's already brought on Shulchan Aruch. Mishmur says we're makel to sell even a farm, a refus bucker with the feed, sell the whole thing. People in the business sell it to a guy for the 8 days of Pesach, and the guy now owns the animal and the feed. Mishmur just brings one thing to be machmor on is you shouldn't be, even though you sold to a guy, so it's among you now, and the food is among you. You shouldn't be handling the chametz. Don't go and feed the animal. I don't think it's also the aromah shabbai. I think it's just also the danger of a person holding. Feed, that's chametz on Pesach. You shouldn't be dealing with it on Pesach. I don't think, maybe I'm misunderstanding the Mishnah Berurah, but he says that's the one thing to refrain from. Don't be actively involved in feeding the animal chametz on Pesach. Your animal and your feed that you sold to the guy, belongs to the guy now. So from a halacha perspective, it's not yours. But don't be active in feeding the chametz to the guy. But be'etzim, the din of a sale is 100% a full-fledged eraisa to gedin. It's a sale. It works. It's not some sort of a rabbinic din. It's just a trick. It's not a, you know, like a loophole. It's a, maybe loophole it still is, but it's not a trick. It's still a full-fledged sale. And it works. And we sell Refus Bucker and the like. Now, the real source of selling chametz is not really our sugya. It comes up in our sugya because we discuss feeding the chametz to the animals, mitzvah, what happens when it's ready Pesach. So the Bechor Shor brings it up over here. So it comes up in our sugya, but the real source is actually Tesefta, also in the second paragraph over here in Pesachim, where the Tesefta discusses that the case referenced yesterday, I think I said it yesterday, is the case of Tanayim in a Gemara. It's a Tesefta that just mentions if someone's traveling on a boat and he realizes he has chametz and he's not going to get back in time to deal with it, he can make a kinyan with a guy on the boat and sell the chametz or give it as a gift to the guy. And the Tesefta mentions, and then the guy will return it to him after Pesach. He'll buy it back from the guy after Pesach. Tesefta mentions selling it to the guy, and it sounds very clear that he knows that after Pesach you're going to buy it back. What do you mean? If you know you're going to buy it back, doesn't make it a joke? Vice days. And the Tesefta would say, no, there's a concept. Halachically, it's a sale. You sold it. And the fact you're going to buy it back is not a steer to the sale. It's black and white. It's a Tesefta. Trumas Deshen Taka brings the idea of finding a guy that one's familiar with. Trumas Deshen brings, you find a guy that you're familiar with, that you know will not refrain from giving it back to you after Pesach. Back to the same thing. That's people's biggest taina. What do you mean? It's not really a sale because you give it. No, you find a guy that you know is going to give it back to you after Pesach. You're familiar with him. You know he's going to return it to you. And still, it's considered a proper, you know, disbursement of the, he's disposed of the asset, of the chametz, by giving it to the guy. What's interesting is, Trumas Deshen is talking about a case where you actually give it to the guy. It doesn't sit in your cubby, in your closet, and you put a piece of, you know, of garbage bags or some wall over it. The guy takes it out of your domain. And that, in the Trumas Deshen's case, the guy actually takes it out of your shoes. You give it to the guy, knowing he's going to give it back. Okay, but it's one month drinking further. We have the chametz on our premises. We rent the place. We do kinyachatz. I mean, 100%. But the Trumas Deshen Pashtas is talking about you actually physically give the chametz to the guy, knowing he'll give it back to you. Fine, but that's already a little less than what we do. Well, how do we get from a drinker that we still keep in our house? So it's really a bach. And really, it seems like it started from liquor, from alcohol. Alcohol is very expensive. Other chametz, you know, this whole din of selling chametz was pashtas. Maybe back in the day, we just had COVID a couple of years ago. No one knew what was going on. It's about being COVID, especially here in Canada. They were really freaking out, and people didn't know if they should get rid of all their flour. Flour is not chametz, but it's flour. Get rid of all those chametz products. Well, who knows what's going to be with the supply chain? Right after Pesach, Baruch Hashem, ended up being not really much of an issue. Certain things were hard to get a hold of, but for the most part, we know, obviously, history, it wasn't an issue, Chaz de Hashem, but it was concern. Who knows what's going to be? People that are more nervous were concerned, even though they never sold chametz before. The Pesachim said, now, even though we never sold chametz gummer, some people don't sell chametz gummer, the Pesachim said, this year, you can sell it's different, you can sell chametz gummer. Again, so the point is that the real idea of keeping the chametz in the house, even when you sold it, actually started from more of a, we'll call more of a tchak. What was the tchak? Alcohol, liquor. Why? Because it was very expensive. Stam chametz, there would be not necessarily would they have made such leniencies. Maybe people could be very poor back in the day, but could be they wouldn't have made, we'll call it leniencies, we'll call it these dinim of having the chametz around but being sold. We wouldn't have made these dinim, but things that are expensive, that's where that you started from. People sell regular chametz, even inexpensive chametz, but the idea of selling, keeping the house, presumably started from liquor, which, interesting enough, it's not a new thing. It goes back already many, many years. You weren't able to just sell liquor privately. Liquor was not something that people were able to sell privately. Reuven goes to Shimon and sells him liquor. It's something that you need to have a license, you need to have permits. It wasn't something that people could just sell privately. So it wasn't so simple to be able to sell. Actually, so step one, step two. So the Bach already brings the idea of selling it, but keeping it in your domain, because transferring it could create problems. So you're selling it, you're keeping your domain, and it's still a good sale, even though you're not technically, right? So the more recent place, one of the major abundant of the OU, they actually explored the topic to know that Bizman Azed doesn't work. If the legal government doesn't allow you, private people, to sell a bottle of alcohol one to another, you sell your chametz to the guy, you keep it by you. And I think the answer they came up with was, legally, if I sell you alcohol and you keep it by me and we don't do a proper exchange, it's still legal. It's not an issue. It's only an issue if you're actually transferring the product to the other house. So ironically enough, it only works that way, that you keep in your house, because otherwise it wouldn't be a legal sale on a or you're breaking the law. You have to break the law in order to make the sale. So ironically enough, it only works for sales by you, but halacha is still good because the maizi sold it. So you get the halacha and you get the fact that it sales by you. Okay, again, this is a little off topic, but it's the concept of selling to a guy, selling the chametz to a guy, and having enough of the chametz. The Bechor Shor brings the topic already about animals over here, so we went off and spoke about it now. Okay, so like the Gemara. He said the Mishnah not to sell the chametz. The guy calls man as mutabana. Ask the Gemara Peshitta. If you're talking about the fifth hour, where chametz is mutabana, why would I think he can't sell it to a guy? Lafuki ma'itanya comes to exclude the following opinion. Which opinion is that? Beshamai. Italian Beshamai. I remember lahim kardam chametz lenachi el kinyadesh b'shiichla kaidam pesach. A person cannot sell his chametz to a guy unless he knows that the chametz will be totally devoured. The chametz will be totally eaten up prior to Pesach. Whereas Beisham, Beisil argues, of course, we know, Beisil Aymir, Kol Shasham at Lechem at Limkar. And as long as you're able to eat the chametz and benefit, you'll have to sell it to the guy, irrespective of whether it'll be consumed before Pesach or not. What's Pesham Beishamai? I sold the guy, it's Amai Rishos, what's the problem? So, it's Machalik Yisr Shonim, which problem Pesham Beishamai is. Rashi explains the idea of Beishamai is that Beishamai held the chiv of a person when it comes to chametz and Pesach is to destroy the chametz from the veld. So if I have chametz, I'm not sure when the chiyuv starts. 30 days before Pesach, 15 days before Pesach, 2 days. Chametz I had back in October. There's no, I think everyone agrees, it's not my obligation to make sure it's destroyed from the world. If I sold it in October and it's still in the world, Pesach time, it's not my problem. I think it's Pasha. Right? So at what point does it have to be in your domain that it becomes a chiyuv on you, maybe Erev Pesach, but there's a chiyuv of you not just to get rid of your chametz, to get rid of it from the veld, to destroy it in the ilam. That's Beshah Meshita. So selling it to a guy, if it's not going to be finished for Pesach, doesn't help. You have to make sure it's fully destroyed. So you only can sell it to a guy if you know he's going to finish it for Pesach. That's Beshah Meshita according to Rashi's explanation. Other sharim say, no, it's not, no, even Mishama agrees, you don't have to, it's not your obligation to get it destroyed from the world. As long as you don't own it, it's fine. The other sharim learned, the issue is, it's a concern, vayt of harama. Topic we discussed before. If he's selling it to a guy, and it's going to last, and it's going to stick around, maybe it wasn't really a sale, maybe you still want to get it back, maybe it wasn't a full finish. The concern is how it looks, how it appears, maybe there's a trick going on. That's why it has to be something which should be finished, consumed before Pesach, but not because it's actually a chiyuv to get rid of it. Okay, Machlokes Rosh Hashanah, how to learn that in Beis Shammai. And obviously, Beisil argues, that's what we all, Beisil says, as long as it's out of your domain, it's fine. So our mission that says you're allowed to sell it in the fifth hour, we ask what's the chiddush, there's a chiddush. It's not necessarily going to be consumed before the Zman Isser, and still it's about to sell. Meaning, essentially, what we're saying is the Mishnah is going like Beis Hillel. That's the Chiddush for Mishnah. It says more top of Amud Beis. We read the Beseir, says as follows. We read the Beseir, Aymer. Kutach. Kutach was a dish that they used to mix in. Top Rashi says, you put in a little piece of bread. That's where they got the chametz there. It was like a milk dish with like a, it was like a sour, I think, I don't want to say yogurt or something. It was with some milkics in there with bread, crumbs. And the point is, it lasts a long time. It has a long shelf life. So says we read the Maser, Kutach, Bechomini Kutach, and any type of Kutach, also Limkar Shlesh Yom Pesach. Itak can't sell 30 days before Pesach, because 30 days before Pesach, the concern is it lasts a long time, and if you sell within 30 days before Pesach, there's a concern it's going to stick around, it'll be around on Pesach, even though you sold it to the guy, it's still a problem. Now, what's the pshat? So Rashi says simply that the Sfirile, first words of Rashi, second line, Sfirile Ki B'Shamai. Read the Maser, clearly, don't go B'Shamai. They were worried about the Chametz being around, that is the issue. But the Maser is going to go B'Shamai. Taisa does not like that for the obvious reason. We don't pass like a B'Shamai. We don't pass like a B'Shamai. Why would we want to make Shitas Rebbe Yehuda Mezerah go according to B'Shamai if we don't have to, not Kishmak? So therefore, Taisa gives a couple of other options. Taisa explains that Kutach is Shem Baal of Olav. Even Mezil would agree, since a Kutach has the name of the owner on it, it's Ruvain's Kutach. Everyone knows about it. It's Ruvain's Kutach. So even though if it's sold to the guy, has his name on it, that's a bizunder problem, even though it belongs to the guy now. That's one issue, one explanation. Inami Taisa means another Svara that was scared. It's a Gzeira that someone may sell back to a Yid on a. Sorry, Inami, or, same problem. It has his name on it, and therefore they're going to either think that it wasn't sold b'chlal, or it was sold on Pesach itself, but the concern is that the name of the Yid is on it. That's how Taisa learns, and it's a concern even according to Beis Shammai. The big question is, according to Rashi, really, we're going to have Rebbe Yehuda Maseira coming out like, it's a concern even according to Beis Hillel. According to Rebbe Yehuda Maseira, according to Rashi, that we're going in Dafka Shitas Beis Shammai, we don't pass like Beis Shammai. What's going on over here? So the Rishonim already bring, the Ran already discusses it, Chiddush Rama and others want to say that must be a Rebbe Maseira did not have the Machlokes the way we had it. We have Machlokes very clear. Beis Shammai says you can't sell unless it's finished. Beis Hillel says you could sell even if it won't be finished. Rebbe Maseira didn't have that. If he had that Machlokes, there's no way he would have sided with Beis Hillel. Rebbe Maseira had a different version of the Machlokes, and in his version, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel weren't necessarily arguing. Exactly what was said is not clear. We don't have that other version, but Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel were not arguing. Even Beis Hillel, according to his version, would perhaps agree to Beis Shammai that has to be gotten rid of completely before Pesach, and therefore the Maseiros was saying Pesach in both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, not just in Beis Shammai. That's how the Ran explains. Again, he doesn't really elaborate what how it works, but that's what he explains according to Rashi, according to the Maseiros. Well, Mutabana, we said in the Mishnah, that's Mutabana, Pshita. Well, of course, you already said that you could sell it, you could feed the animal. What are you adding now that's Mutabana? We're talking about a time when the Chametz Asmana yet isn't obvious. Le'tzricha, Shechorcha Kandizmanai, he has a Kshmak HaChidosh. We're talking about a case where he, Shechorcha means like he scorched the bread, the Chametz, before the Zman. So he scorches the bread in the fifth hour, before it's Usser. Again, it's Usser from Chatzais and on. In the sixth hour, Midabana, it's already Usser Bana in the sixth hour. He scorched it before the Strabana, he scorched it already in the fifth hour. If he scorched the bread before the Zman of Isser, that's a festa chiddush. You're taking chametz that was mamish chametz. In the fifth hour, he scorched it. Once he scorched it, what does the first one of the first to speak out? Jump into Taisvis, second Taisvis of the page. What does mecharchay? It means kugain shenifsel melechol kelev. You scorched it, right? We know chametz is chametz until it becomes pasul from not really lechilas kelev. You scorched it to the point where it's not really lechilas kelev. Tais points out, then what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, could be the guy about the dinim in Isra'ana, just because you scorched it, it's not fit for the animal to eat. Still, asubanah, asubanah. Chiddush is, since you scorched the chametz before the Zman Isser, you could have anah. You could have, since you scorched it to the point of not being where lechiyos kelev. So it doesn't have a status of chametz that became Isser because it was scorched prior. Therefore, you are still out of benefits. When it says the mission mutabanah, it means mutabanah after Zman Isra'ana, because you scorched it prior. Very interesting connection the place can bring for this Gemara. What connection? I know we have a bunch of lines to cover, but one more quick point, and then we'll try to focus on the Gemara. There's a discussion, legabe lecha mishnah. On lecha mishnah, let's say I have a burnt loaf. I have a regular loaf that I'm going to be eating, and a loaf bread that's burnt. Can I use that to instar for my lecha mishnah or not? That's all I have, then. It doesn't matter. That's all I have anyway. But let's assume there's other options, but he has a burnt loaf over there. Could he use it for his lecha mishnah? So the place can, one of the rice they want to bring is from our sugi, from our taisus, that dafka, when it's scorched to the point of being nifs mechilas kelev, then it's considered to be no longer bread, and therefore won't get it onto Pesach, onto right after the sixth hour. But as long as it was less than that, it wasn't mamish karcha through and through, still the status of bread, and it can be shalach mishnah. One of the rice to bring is from this gemara, from our shagav dair. Okay, so that's more further. Over zmane asbana. Once the zman passed, asbana pshita. Isn't it obvious? Once the Zman Isser is there, it's Asbana. What's the Chiddush? It's Shricha, L'Shoyes Drabbanan. The Chiddush is the sixth hour, Shoyes Drabbanan, meaning, I could point that a minute ago, from Chatzais and on, it's also biblically. But before Chatzais, the last hour is only rabbinic, and we're saying we're going to add a festa element to that Chiddush. Tamar of Gidam, Rav Chiyam, Rav Yosef, Rav Yechanan, this Gemara comes up a few places in Shas. It came up, actually came up earlier already in this Pesachta, back on Dav Zayin, I think it was. So what do we say? Hamakad v'sheish as l'mala, afilu b'chitei k'dunaisa. One is Makadash Nisha from the sixth hour on. That means the beginning of the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. Even is Makadashir with chitei k'dunaisa. It's basically a type of wheat that's difficult for it to become. It's actually difficult for it to become chametz. They obviously came in contact with water, but it's only usher rabbinically because we're in the sixth hour. The halacha is ein chash k'dushin. Still. You don't say the midiraisa chametz is the unas. First of all, it's not necessarily the simplest chametz. Second of all, midiraisa chametz gomer is totally fine now because it's not chaseis yet. Since midrabanan, it's a problem. Kedusha is nachal and major kula. And chayshim the kedusha. You're not worried about kedusha. You go marry someone else. No problem. Three words like kedusha. I want you to stay on the midiraisa level. It's a marriage. So that's a big shaila. What's the chiddush of the gemara? There's two basic mahalchim. The most basic mahalch is we shelt, of course, the famous din. Called Makadish, very good, yes. Called Makadish, and that's the Rabbanah Makadish. And since the Rabbanah is saying that's us, so therefore it's not a good Kedushin. But the Chayyim have to come on to that. I think I'm not throwing my. The first one speaks this out. But to me, it's Pashay. I don't know why. The Rishonim speak out what you just said. So you have the Rishonim, all good. But I'm almost bothered why the Rishonim come on to that. Once Midrabbanah is Asabana, there's no value. Whether something's Asabana, Midrabbanah, or Midraisa, bottom line is, if it's Asabana to me, and to you, because Midrabban is Usser, we're bound to Rabbinic Dinim, so it has no value. Right? What if you're in a place where we'll call it gold has zero value? Zero. It's like sand. You can't say, oh yeah, but gold has no value here. See, Mikadash issue with it, it's not a Kedushin. It's not worth the Shavuot Brut. It's not a Kedushin. Just because conceptually it sounds like it should be worth something, if it's not, it's not. So once it's Usser Midrabbanan, even Midraisa, it's garnished because midrabanan, it's aser, and therefore it has no value because I'm willing to be averis drabanan. I don't think that holds any water. So l'chayra, how much you have to come on to called mekadesh adait drabanan mekadesh? It has no value. You didn't give a shavar pruta. You have to give a shavar pruta for kedushin, and it's not a shavar pruta because it has no value. L'chayra, that could be a more simple mahalo. Okay, but first you do speak out both points. Yes, your idea of called mekadesh and this idea of having no value. V'yasek by tanavik harayim. The example that I gave could be, it gets into a separate conversation, I don't want to get, that if something's worth money elsewhere, but not here, is that a good kedushin? The Gemara speaks up, very good, yes, there's Gemara about that. So my example punct gets involved, and I wasn't being so technical in my example, I'm just trying to make a point that value is only value if it's actually worth something. We said you cannot use it to fire up an oven or a stove. Well, of course you can't, you just said it's asabana. Pshita, like tzvichla, b'yudu amar, ein b'yichamis el b'sreifa. According to B'yudu, the b'yichamis is b'sreifa. In the mission we said, the b'yichamis is not since the Bida says the way to the Shrei Chametz is B'Shreifa, so maybe when I'm burning it, while I'm burning it, even though it's ready, it's Mat Nisra'ana, maybe while I'm burning it, I could benefit from the burning because I'm doing the mitzvah of burning the Chametz. It's supposed to Kamashman. No, even so, you cannot benefit from the burning. What's Asbana? Amar Chizkiyah. Menayin the Chametz Pesach Shasbana. I know. This is really going to open up. This is the whole next sugya. Let's continue on to tomorrow's Amud. Or daf, as what we plan to do with daf, it's going to continue this famous idea that really it's a shas concept that when the Torah tells you something's aser b'achila, does that mean only it's aser b'achila, or does that also include iser hana? And that's going to be the focus here. Menayin lechametz pesach asbana. Hainu chametz pesach asbana. The Torah says don't eat it. Hainu asbana. Shnemar v'lo yeyachel. Maybe medayik in the diktik over here. Leyachel chametz. Lo yehi b'het achila. The lashon of leyachel tells me not just I can't eat it. Because it could have just said, for then it could have just said, l'yeichel chametz. What's l'yeichel? Don't let it be something that leads to eating. The basic yisayit is, anytime I have enough from something, that's the equivalent of eating. Why? Let's say I have a benefit of, whatever it is, I don't have to be specific, a benefit, and that benefit's something that's worth $5. For $5, I could buy myself a tuna sandwich. So any benefit that I have is really equals food. That's how we understand it. So the lashon l'yeichel tells me, it doesn't say, don't eat. Lo yeyachel, it means like don't have any hana that kind of leads to food. That's how we're darshing it. Taimas, that's what we're now. Okay, so therefore I know, not only is asbachila, it's also asmana because of the pronunciation, the lush of lo yeyachel. Ask the Gemara, Taimas, the chsev, kas rachmana, lo yeyachametz. Mashma, holy kas of lo yeyachel, have a minis rachil mashma, isranah is le mashma. Says the Gemara that Chizki is saying very clearly the reason why the isranah is included in this of chametz because the terrorist wording was lo yeyachel. Had it not said lo yeyachel, had it simply said a lushan of, let's say, lo yeichal, or more of a standard lashon of just clear isra achila, and not a general lashon that sounds like anything which leads to achila, then hana would not be included. It says Gemara, pli d'Rabbo. This is a fundamental machlokes. Chizkiya is arguing on Rabbo. D'amar Rabbo, Rabbo says kol makam shenem, wherever it says lo yeichal, lo yseichal, lo yseichlu, any lashon of isra achila. Any lashon of isra achila includes not just isra achila; it also includes isra ana. Achi farlcha kasam k'derek shapar l'cham benamela. Until Torah says that it's dafka isra achila, not isra ana, like we find by nevela, which Mar is going to elaborate on in the next lines. Meaning, it's because the Torah had to elaborate by nevela that it only is asa b'achila, but you could have ana. How? Giving it to the guy, or selling it to the guy, giving it to the ger. So over there, we see hadas mutter. Therefore, we learn from there that over there, hana is mutter, but elsewhere, wherever there's isra achila, isra hana is to be included. That's the machlokes between Rav Avo, who says any isra achila includes isra hana, and Chizkiya seems to be saying dafkor and says lo yeyachal doesn't include isra hana, otherwise it wouldn't include isra hana. The Gemara now is going to explain this idea of Rav Avo. Itanya. So the pasuk by Nevela says, "You're not allowed to eat Nevela. Rather, what you do with it, give it to the ger. This means ger teshev. A real ger is a yid, just like us. Can't eat it, obviously. Ger teshev only is machmer on only keeping, let's say, by the zara. So he's allowed to eat Nevela. So give it to him, to dana v'achla, or sell it to the guy. I only know that what I'm allowed to do with this Nevela is this carcass, which is not kosher to eat. I can give it to the ger as a gift." And sell it to the guy. The ger b'mechir min harhana, I can sell it to the ger teshev. Tam lemer, we're just going to make like a little bit of a choppiness on the commas of the pasuk. Tam lemer, le ger asher b'sherecha titnana. We kind of put the comma That's the way you read the pasuk. About the Gary give me a two, but the pasuk continues says I macher to the guy. We say the Gary shepish recha to Nana I macher. We include the I macher before the comma, so you're selling it to the Gary as well. That's an option. Okay, the Nachem Nesina Menayan. I know clearly the I macher really goes with selling it to the guy. Had I known Nesina also works by the guy, Tamalaymar Titnena va'achla I macher l'nachli. So chopping up the pasuk a little bit, but we're putting the Titnena now with the machira to the guy. Okay. Nifzat and this Aimer, what comes out, Echad Gerv, Echanachi, Ve Mechira, Menesina, Divrab Meir. Meir, she did, you can say, give it to the guy or Niger, and you can say, sell it to the guy or to the Ger. That's what Meir, she did. Rida Aimer, no. Drab Yichsavan, the Pasuk is Dafka, the Ger, Menesina, Nachim, Mechira. According to Rida, the Pasuk is Dafka, you're giving it to the Ger or selling it to the guy. My time to have Rida, Isak, that's the Aimer, Meir, because if you go like a Meir, they can both sell it and give it to both, then it's almost like the Mars Lashon would normally be on a Mishnah, Larvinu Velasninu. Why don't you put it all together and say it as one big statement? How? Litrechmana, Lager Asher Bishrecha, Titnena V'achla, Umachar. Say Umachar actually, just take out the Ay. Why don't you say Umachar? Ay splitting it up. Ay Lamali, Shmamina, Dvaram Kechsavam. Ay splitting up to say that give it to the Ger or sell it to the guy, but it's making a separation between the two. For a mayor, he says, what's I? The I is coming to tell me that there's still a preference. The preference is give it to the Ger as opposed to selling it to the guy. If you have a choice, we'd rather give it to the Ger as opposed to selling it to the guy because we want you to help support the Ger. The Ger Teshev is willing to keep Zayman Zanech, willing to keep not to have a desire. We want to keep, you know, to be a good, upstanding citizen. We want you to support him. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right, but we don't need I for that. I don't need I for that. Keep it the Ger at the Mitzvah Chesai. Since he's a Ger, you have a tzivay to take care of the Ger amongst you. And the Nachri, we know there's no obligation to take care of the guy amongst you. Therefore, let's see, I don't need the Pasuk Svara, it's a Svara. I don't need the Pasuk tell me that the preference is to give to the Ger over selling to the guy, because I know them as Svara, because I have a Chiv to take care of the Ger, and I don't have to take care of the guy. Okay. So now, Bishlama, here the Gemara is pointing out that Rabbi Vo held that wherever it says a lashon of achila, any lashon, not just layachal, any lashon of achila includes hana, fits very well in Rav Meir, but in Rav Yehuda we're going to say it doesn't fit as well. Let's see. Bishlam the Rav Meir, the Amar Echager, Echad Nachri, Bei Mechir, Bei Mesina, you can give it to the guy or the ger, you can sell the ger, guy or the ger. So that we say as follows. Medisur kol mishri nevelam in hana. The fact that the term needs to be matter in the psukim over there that you let have hana from the nevela. So we learn from there. Kol hakol isur and shabataira asur Bei Mechir, Bei Mana. Right? I mean, it's a very simple point. All you told me was that you cannot eat the nevela. Could just stop there. And I know I can have enough. And once I have enough, I can sell it to the guy, give it to the guy, sell it to the guy, give it to the guy. I don't need any more information. The fact that the Torah had to tell me I can sell it and give it to the guy slash ger must be it's telling me that normally Isra Achila, I cannot have enough of giving it away. I can't have enough of selling it. I can't have that enough. So it's very clear Raya. Rabbi Vo's Raya, those Vo said the words that only where the Torah tells you specifically that you can't have ana, like by Nevela, do I know ana's mutter, otherwise Isra Achila includes Isra ana. That was Ravo's words, and his words fit well, like our mayor. The point is because the Torah wasn't teaching me anything special by selling or giving, because it applies both equally to Gai and Ager, and therefore there's no special Nakuda, and therefore it's just coming to tell me, Bechla, they let have ana, mashba elsewhere, you can't have ana. Says Gemara, Hakosu Shabbatayra, Asurim Bemechil Bemena, other Asurim will be Asur Sayin Achil Sayin Ab, Elar Behuda. But according to Behuda, you need the Pasuk. Because the Pasuk tells me, Dafka give to the Ger, Dafka sell to the guy. So I don't have an extra to tell me now that Stam Achil in the Velt is Asur Bana. Elar Behuda Damar, the Dram Kasam Hudasa, I need the Pasukim to teach me this specific dinim of giving to the Ger, of selling to the guy, and not vice versa. So Hakosu Shabbatayra, Menale, Dasurim Bana, how do you derive from here that every other is the Torah is going to be Isra Achila, it's also going to be Asur Nana? You can't say that from here. We need these psukim for this specific deen. Yomar says, you're right. Nafgalei, sounds like a very familiar pasuk. Malakelef Tashlichon, I say. What's that going on? Trefa. Till now, we're talking about Nevela. The pasuk by Trefa says, throw it to the dogs. Why is Torah telling me to throw it to the dogs? Of course, if I can't eat it, so let me throw it to the dogs. Teretz says, no! Normally, if you can't eat it, you can't have it either, and you can't even throw it to the dog to eat. You can't benefit that either. Kamash Balan, that over here, you can throw it to the dog, and therefore we learn from there. Normally, Isser Achil includes the Sana. Says Gemara Diak, top of Chavez mouth, I say Atamash Le Kelev, that you can throw it to the dogs. If you have Atamash Le Kelev, close to the Torah. That you can throw it to the dogs, but you can't throw it to the dogs. Any other Isser in the Torah, meaning any other Isser Achila, is going to remain Asser in Hana. The Gemara continues. Let us just do two more lines. Two more lines, we'll stop. For a mayor, what does he do, I say? Rameir already has a source now. According to Rameir, you have the source from the Psukkah by Ger and by guy that you can sell slash gift the nevela to the guy or the guy. I learned derived from there that all other isachila you cannot have enough from. So where does he need this pasuk? Isai. What does he do with the digum? Isai. From there, isai atamash lechelav. Isai. The treifa meat can be thrown to the dogs. If you atamash lechelav, chulin shetzor ba'azara. B'chulin ashech to nazara. You do not throw to the. You can't throw to the dogs. Meaning over there, you can't have enough. You can't derive benefit. Even though. So the isai. There's a meat. Isai saying not every time something. That's when somebody asks b'achila like a treifa, can you feed to the dogs? You can feed treifa to the dog, but you cannot feed chulin the shech bazar. That's an interesting idea. We know that when a person brings chulin, you're not allowed to bring chulin mazara. But we may not realize that when you bring chulin mazara, not only was it one or even nisser, the shechita becomes usser. You cannot eat. You can't benefit from the animal. You can't eat from the animal. Comes along Rav Meir to say, now can't you eat? Isa tells me that treifa I cannot eat, but I can throw to the dogs. I can have enough from it. Whereas iser chulin mazara, not only can I eat, I cannot even have iser enough. And has a view to know this din? He's going to argue in the din. Chulin shesu mazara left the rice. He holds taka doesn't apply. The whole din of chulin shesu mazara is taka not even iser teira. It's iser drabanan. This iser teira to bring chulin mazara, but the iser of eating it. Post facto, once you check the bazaar, it's only drabanan, and the iser hana taka would apply. One would be able to benefit. One would be able to feed the dogs. Therefore, ace is not coming excluded because it's not the drabanan. Ace bechal, it's the drabanan. Ace, according to him, is coming to tell you that all iser achil is asbana, except for the case of according to Buda, except for the case of treifa, they allow feed to the dogs. He's learning all his achil from there. And chul bazaar is taka not going to bechal. Rav Meir, who already knows all iser achil asbana from the case of nevela, he uses treifa to tell me that chul and bazaar will also be Usher, but no. Puzzle here. I pick it up from. Mer's going to focus much more on this topic. Pick it up from Mitzvah Nafis question on Rebbe Vo tomorrow. Mitzvah, have a wonderful day again tomorrow.